It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
And welcome, everybody, to the first edition of Insight for this year. I'm Jack Stogler, as you heard, and we have a special group that is in studio, and they are committee members of the 2021 WOW Committee. We have Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner.
Hello, Jack.
Michelle Deuce.
Hello.
And Lori Tin.
Hello.
So, I tell you what, you guys have to be nervous, excited.
Excited and ready.
Kind of a get this show on the road type thing.
It's been a year in the planning. We're ready to go.
You're ready. And we actually get to have the WOW. Let's hurry up and get this thing started.
Amen.
Because, you know, Lord only knows what the end of September will look like around here.
Don't even say it.
I know it. So, let's start with the very beginning, okay? And how did the WOW get started?
There was actually a group of athletic boosters that, and I have to say, all of this is, you know, to my knowledge of everything I've heard, because initially, I don't think any of us three were initially part of this committee, but as a group of the athletic boosters trying to determine or decide how to raise funds for the new baseball complex and softball complex. And obviously they're saying, you know, no small, you know, doing a golf cart raffle, things of those natures was going to generate enough funds to try and support something of that nature. So they kind of, a group of them came up with the idea of doing this raffle. And I don't know if the whole party aspect of it was the initial thought or if it was just the raffle, but I think it's kind of all snowballed from there and generated a lot of new ideas and extra things to throw in to make it a lot more exciting than just a raffle of your general nature.
Well, I tell you what, there's nothing short of saying that it took Fort Recovery, it took the county, it took the whole area by storm a couple years ago, the first time they did it, and it's done nothing but gotten bigger and better.
Yeah, I agree. That first year, we had no idea what to expect and how many people would be down in the park. And I think we estimated what 4,000 or 5,000 people down there for the first year. It just was incredible. And then the second year, the pandemic hits, and we have to go virtual. And we're like, "What is this going to do to us?" You know, we made it the best virtual event we could, and I think it only expanded our horizons. You know, the number of people that it reached, being on television and Facebook and YouTube. So it, you know, it might have been a blessing in disguise. I'm not sure, but we're ready to be in person again.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break here, and we're going to come back and talk about WOW 2021 and what all the plans are. So we'll be back right after this.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Need a better job where the benefits are great, a family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wow. The 2021 Win on Wall Bash will be held August 27th and 28th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. In addition to the $750,000 of cash and prizes that we will be giving away in the Tow and Go and Main Super Raffle, there will be side raffles, daily 50-50 drawings, stage games, mechanical bull riding, mobile axe throwing, vendors, food, drinks, and top-notch entertainment, including our Friday headlining band, Ladder, and our Saturday headliner, Nashville recording artist Adam Warner. Check us out on the web at wowraffle.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest updates and information. We can't wait to party with all of you at the Win on the Wall Bash August 27th and 28th.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler and members of the WOW Committee. So, Ryan, we were talking right before break that this started out as kind of an athletic booster fundraiser for the baseball diamond, softball diamond. But it's really much more than that, too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the athletic boosters, you know, were the ones that came up with this idea. And the WOW Committee's kind of a subcommittee of the athletic boosters, and we brought some other people on to really develop this, and it's about raising money for our youth. So the initial idea was to, you know, raise money for a new baseball complex, and that's in the process of being built. The softball diamond is the field's been redone. They're getting in the process of building the new fences out there, and then the baseball field, it's, the dirt's been moved, and you're starting to see shape of a baseball field. So we're talking about a $1.3 million project right there that we're funding, but it's just one of the things that, you know, we're funding with the money raised through the Win on the Wall Bash. We have a nice new press box up on the football field that during football season people get a chance to check out. I think I heard that was a $180,000 project. So we have that. And then it's not just sports that are benefiting from this. The auditoria at the elementary middle school has a brand new sound system in it now. That sound system in there was 20 years old, and some money's been donated to that. So we have new microphones and new speakers and new amplifiers and new lighting systems in there to really help the choir department, the band department, but then any of the community that goes into the auditoria to utilize those facilities as well. And the list goes on for how many different local organizations or youth have benefited from this. And the hope is to continue that. Yeah, we need to continue to fund the baseball field and pay that loan down until it's paid off. And hopefully in 5 years we have that paid off. But then after that point, you know, keep generating these funds and benefiting the youth of Fort Recovery and the youth of this area, Mercer County, Jay County. You know, we can spread it out, Dark County, Auglaize County. We want this to benefit all people all around.
Sure, sure. So, you know, this is a big event, and I'm guessing that it takes more than you three to pull it off. So let's just talk about the committee members, you know, and who's involved, and if you happen to know if, like, they were part of the, you know, founding fathers, you can add that in too. So Lawyer Michelle,
so the actual, I'll call them the founding fathers, would be Ryan Tin, Jake Garkey, Todd Post, Jim Toby, Jonas Foot, Rob Mullenkamp, Chad Fowler, and then the additional newbie committee members, after they kind of came up with the idea, and those of us that said we want to come on board and, you know, join their efforts, was myself, and then my husband Kip, and Lori Tin, Craig Evers, Connor Rammel, Ryan Steinbrenner, and Ross Overman.
Fantastic. Well, you know, and like every organization, whether it's the Jubilee Committee or the Athletic Boosters, you know, having the people that are willing to serve as a leadership part of things is always the toughest part. And we're very fortunate to have that group. You head this up.
And I got to say, Jack, it's a fun group to work with. It's enjoyable to go to our meetings on Monday nights. And, lately it's been almost every Monday. But, throughout the entire year, at least once a month, we're meeting together. And it's enjoyable to get together. We get a lot of work done, but we have a lot of fun.
Also. Oh, yeah.
We get off topic on a slight occasion.
So you take an hour meeting and sometimes it can stretch into two or three pretty easy. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
So let's start with the basics. What is the WOW?
Well, it's a super raffle. It's exactly what it says. And this year, I would say by the time it's all said and done, we're going to give away almost $1 million worth in cash and prizes. The main part of it is the main super raffle on Saturday. We'll give away over $650,000 worth of prizes in the main super raffle. It's 211 prizes, one prize given away every 2 minutes from 12 to 7 o'clock. And that's was the main idea behind this 3 years ago, that main super raffle. So it's grown to, we've sold 8,000 tickets for that this year, and that's how we're able to give away $650,000 worth of prizes. We also have now added a Friday night raffle into it, the Toe and Go raffle, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. And those tickets are done selling, so you can't purchase them anymore. But I encourage everybody to come out Friday night and watch, because it's going to be a game show style giveaway. I'll be hosting the game show. I'll be the Wayne Brady, per se. And we're going to draw contestants. And there's going to be 7 trailers out there. One of the trailers is empty. The other 6 have prizes on it, everywhere from cash to a golf cart to a Ranger. Polaris General, and each one has a lock, and the 7 contestants drawn will pick a random key, and they'll be going around, let's make a deal style to see which one they open. So that'll be a fun interactive game. And then we got tons and tons of side raffles, and I'm gonna let the ladies speak on those, because they kind of head up that stuff.
So in the Gold Mine raffle, we have the Instant Millionaire, so it's like a bunch of lottery tickets. There's cash prizes in there. There's also a gift card bonanza, so that's pretty self-explanatory. We have a skit of beer. Obviously, you have to be 21 to win that one. We have the household drunk, so that one is got a kegerator, a wine chest in there, and it's got a few other items in there. The paddler package, so that one's a canoe, and some accessories to go with that. The backyard entertainer, that one is the...
That one has the
we have fire, of
the fire ring. Pit and
the fire ring. It's got
some chairs.
Game,
is it the games with that one? The
tailgater has got the games.
Is it okay?
Yep. So we have a tailgater package. So obviously that one's a speaker, chairs,
cooler
games to go. So when you go to a tailgate party, the yard potato.
And it's the composite patio set for farm and furniture.
Very nice.
And then the America package. So that one is a American flag made by Mercer Metal. It's really, really, really cool. We have a American flag pole with American flag with it, and a really cool American flag cooler stand. So that was really a cool one. So those are all in the Gold Mine, where it's going to be a really huge tent. But I think you're not going to miss that one, so you're definitely going to hit that one, because that is also where you're going to buy your 50-50 tickets.
So the Gold Mine raffle, now you'd said that the tickets for the Toe and Go are... sold out.
Yep. The main super raffle and Toe and Go are sold out, so those are done. Those sold pre-event. Right now we have a pre-event 50-50 for sale on our website, wowraffle.com. You can only purchase those pre-event 50-50 tickets through our website. We're going to give those away next Thursday night before the event, live on Facebook. And then all these side raffles that we're talking about, including this Gold Mine, are all ones that are sold at the event. So you have to be at the event and purchase them there.
So when is the Gold Mine raffle?
That we're going to draw them on Saturday night.
Yeah. Saturday?
It'll be after all of the main raffle tickets.
Okay.
Around 8 o'clock Saturday night is when those will be drawn.
Yep, and so the Gold Mine raffle tickets, I think, sell 3 for $10 and 9 for $20. So yep. You can purchase yes. them right at the event on Friday or Saturday, and we'll draw it Saturday evening.
And in that tent, so it's going to be a rather large tent. It'll be located right across from the beer stand. We'll have the Gold Mine raffle set up in there. We'll have the Wall of Guns set up in there. The Predator Prey package, the Belly Up to the Bar, and then the 50-50 all in there. Be sharing it. We'll have everything kind of displayed so you can see the distinctive area and the prize as well, and go around and make your way through there to buy them all. The Wall of Guns is kind of the way it makes it sound. It's going to be a wall of different guns up guns. There that you can buy your raffle ticket for your chance to win those.
So is that like one raffle ticket wins the whole wall?
No. Okay. No. Each individual will be given away. The Predator Prey package.
You're not the right guy here to think about what's all in it. So I can tell you this. Yeah. Well, I don't know either. Yeah. The Predator Prey is three firearms. It's a custom package with three firearms, and it's over $6,000 value. I'm actually going to have a Facebook video up this Sunday on our Facebook page, Wild Raffle. So if you follow us on Facebook, check out that video because it's a pretty cool package.
Pretty cool package.
Yeah. I just know, some of these kind of things, what you're allowed to say on there or not.
Well, I wouldn't stop you.
Okay. Another one we have is called Belly Up to the Bar, and there will be two prizes. There will be two separate winners for that one, prize A, prize B. The bar stands for... what does it stand for? I'm supposed to know.
Something automatic rifle. Yeah.
I know, but it's not just like a bolt action. It's not. No, it's nice.
It's a classic. Yes. It's a replica of a 1909 like type old rifle. I mean, it says
Ohio Ordnance. If that helps.
Yeah, sure.
Jonas, go ahead and call in.
Yeah, there you go. Jonas, text us and you can tell us what it exactly stands for. So.
And then the other part of that, Belly Up to the Bar, is the custom-built bar that was made by a couple of the committee members. And it's pretty cool looking. Some of us try to convince them they need to build us one, but that's not happened yet. It's a Browning Automatic Rifle M1918. Thank you, Jonas.
There you go.
Who did that come from?
Jonas,
that figures. So so you talked about there's a pre-event 50-50 that the tickets for that stop being sold on Saturday, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And if you don't have a ticket for that yet, how do you get one?
Well, you go to wowraffle.com. It's the only way you can purchase the pre-event 50-50 tickets. So go to our website. The homepage has a spot where you can click to purchase them. The giveaway right now on that's over $3,000. So expect that to grow pretty hefty here in the last couple of days, I would think.
It usually does.
That's the way 50-50s work. So in the last few days here, I'm sure it'll grow. This stop selling at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. And then next Thursday, we'll give it away. We're actually going to have a live show streamed from Ambassador Park next Thursday night at 7 o'clock. It'll be live streamed on Facebook and on YouTube. And if you have Wabash Television, it'll be on Channel 70 on Wabash Television. And we're going to just kind of drive around the park and talk about the event and finish the show with drawing the winner for that 50-50.
Very good. And that show is Thursday night at what time?
7 o'clock next Thursday night.
7 o'clock. Okay, so we... is there also going to be 50-50... at the WOW?
Yeah, there will be a 50-50 Friday night that will draw on Friday night, so you can only purchase those in person at the event, and then there'll be a separate 50-50 Saturday that will draw on Saturday night.
Very good. So, do you have any idea, like, how much those generated in past years?
Last year's 50-50, which was unique because it was a virtual event and it was a drive-through, but the line for 7 hours, people lined up through the park in our cars and driving through and purchasing them. But I think we gave away 20,000.
It was the online version, I think, was 15, and the one that you could drive through that Saturday of, I think, was like 13.5, maybe. It was either 13 and 15 or 15 and 17, but I think 13,000 one day and 15 the other, possibly.
Yep. And then the first year, the 50-50 on Saturday was...
17?
Yeah, I want to say it was around 15 or 17, something like that.
people love to gamble.
Oh, they love. Oh, yes.
You know?
Uh-huh. I gamble. I wish I'd win sometime.
I know. You know? I know. I know. I know. I have no expectation. I've done it long enough where I know it's not going to happen. So we've talked about, well, so have we touched on all the prizes?
No, there's still more stuff.
There's more.
Yeah. Suck it to us.
There's going to be girls going around that they'll be selling quick cash tickets. There's also going to be girls walking around selling other gun raffle tickets. There's lots of things. They'll be wearing like bright pink shirts, so you'll be able to see where they are.
We also have an attendance prize. That it's called the Mad Anthony or General Mad Anthony Wayne's Mad Money. Those attendance prize tickets are attached to the main super raffle ticket. So if you purchased a $100 main super raffle ticket, you have two little tickets on the end that say this Mad Money on it. Yep. One for Friday, one for Saturday. That's an attendance prize. So all you do is fill your name out on that. When you get to the event, you go up to next to the stage and you drop it in the barrel, and we'll pull a name out every half hour throughout the event for money. And the first prize drawn each day is $1,000. So I can't encourage the first drawing on Fridays at 6:30. The gates open at 6 on Friday night. So get there early on Friday and get your ticket in that bucket before 6:30, because at 6:30, somebody's going to win $1,000 just for being there.
Yeah.
And then I think we draw $100 winners every half hour after that. Saturday's the same way. Gates open at 11. First attendance drawing is at noon. So make sure you're there by noon on Saturday and drop your attendance ticket in there and you can win $1,000.
Yeah, and the attendance tickets too, up by the main stage, directly to the side of the main stage will be a tent, which is where you will bring those Mad Anthony tickets to drop them in a barrel up there. So actually that tent will serve two purposes. It will be for that Mad Anthony Wayne money and then also for Ryan's events for the Saturday.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, golly, Ned's has a lot of stuff.
We ain't even close to being.
I know. But I tell you what, I think it's a good chance to take a breath, regroup, look at the various lists, and we'll be back to talk about more about the WOW right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared. Bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat. And if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead. Football starts this week, and volleyball starts next week, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you every game live. This Friday, our Indians will travel up to Paulding County to take on the Wayne Trace Raiders in our first football game of the season. The Fort Recovery Radio broadcast team will bring you the action live, and you can also watch it live on mysports.live. Volleyball starts next week with a trip to National Trail on Monday, and they'll host St. Mary's on Tuesday. Get out and support our Indians all season long. Football starts this Friday at Wayne Trace, with volleyball starting next week. Get to every game you can this season, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler. Jordan's on the board.
I'm going to tell you what, he's doing way better job than Neil.
Oh, it's just incredible.
This is excellent tonight. Thank you. Excellent.
Don't say it too loud, though.
Yes. And with the WOW committee, so we've talked about the various raffles and then prizes. So let's talk about the process of getting in.
Yes. Okay. Yep, absolutely. So first of all, if you purchased a Maine Super Raffle ticket, one of the $100 tickets, that comes with two wristbands, you know, two entry, weekend entry wristbands that you can pick up with that at the gate. If you purchased a Friday night tow and go ticket, you can get one wristband with that at the gate. So you bring your ticket. If you have a hard copy of your Super Raffle ticket, you bring that with you to the event, and at the gate they will punch it and they will give you up to two wristbands. Now they will place them on your wrist, so if you're going with your spouse or a friend or something, they need to be with you so that the security can put the wristband on your wrist. If you purchased your Super Raffle ticket online, you should have an email that has your confirmation on it. And there will be a will call window outside the entrance to the event. You go to that will call window, you let them know your name, show them your ID, show them the email confirmation, and they can give you the hard copy of your ticket. If you want your hard copy early, that will call window will actually be open next Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and next Thursday night from 6 to 8. That way you don't have to wait in line when you get to the event Friday or Saturday. Or it will be open 5:30 till close on Friday and from 10:30 till close on Saturday. So if you need the hard copy of your ticket yet, because we didn't mail them out this year, you just get it at the will call window.
So if I bought a ticket from somebody at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I got a hard copy of it, and I have no idea where it's at, what's the process?
And that's a great question. I would say that you might be paying $10 to get into the door, which is anybody can come to the event. That's the entrance cost for a wristband for the weekend is $10. Now, if you can prove, you go up there and say, I'm Jack Stogler, I know I had ticket 1722, and it's in our database, and they can look it up. We got some pretty reasonable people working in there. They're going to help you out, right? You know, I don't think there's going to be issues with those types of things. But you just got to, you know, we have a list of all 8,000 tickets and whose names are matched up to them, so we can help out as needed.
So I go to the will call window.
Yep.
They say, yep, we've got them right here. They give me my ticket into the WOW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to take that ticket and go where?
Well, right next to the will call window is the entrance gate. And there's going to be security guys. There are going to be multiple lines there. And security people standing there. You show them your ticket. They'll punch it. They'll put your wristband on for you. And then you can walk on up through the gate, and you can bring a cooler in with you, but you can't have anything in it. Can't bring in your own alcohol or anything, but you're allowed to bring in coolers. You're allowed to bring in chairs. You can bring up to a 12x12 canopy with you. So they're just going to do a security check, and through the gates you'll go.
I would advise, though, you're going to want your ID, no matter how old you are, for a couple of reasons. Everybody is going to get ID checked. So they're either going to get a beer bracelet or they're going to be underage. And then also, if you want a prize, obviously, you need your ID to be able to claim a prize. So regardless of your age, you're going to want to make sure you bring that ID with you.
And speaking of age, it's an 18 or older event. You have to be at least 18 years of age to get into the event.
Okay. If I'm one of those guys that lost my ticket, I don't go to the will call. I go where?
You go to will call. If you lost your ticket, go to will call.
Okay.
Go to will call.
Everybody that comes there can go to will call.
Did you lose your ticket?
I don't know exactly where it's at.
You're planning on it, though.
Todd Post, yes. Look up Jack's ticket number right now.
Yeah. Yes, we'll go to the will call window. They'll make you a lost ticket slip. You go there and say, I'm Jack Stogler. I bought a ticket last year. I don't know where it's at. Yeah. They'll look you up in the database. They'll find your ticket number. They'll make you a lost ticket slip.
Okay.
There you go.
Got you.
Will call.
Okay. And then there will be tents set up for the various 50-50s and...
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of things set up there. I mean, the park is set up looks pretty cool this year. So if you were there 2 years ago, the stage had its back to the Wabash River and was facing the shelter house area. Mm-hmm. Now we've turned the back of the stage to the tennis courts and to 49. So it really opens up the park and you can see all the way down and the music isn't bouncing off the shelter house or anything like that. So we got a nice stage there set up, and then there's going to be tents all up and down through the park with the various raffles, and the beer tent's going to be, or the beer stand's going to be under the shelter house. We're going to have a lot of the big prizes that were given away lined up in a park. We got vendors set up and down the river that are going to be showcasing, exhibitors going to be showcasing, you know, products that they have. We got bull riding, we got mobile axe throwing, food vendors. It's going to be pretty neat.
Awesome. So so there'll be food, there'll be drink, everything that you need will be there. What type of food? Trucks, or?
We'll have our traditional food stand where we'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, brats, just like we always do in the traditional lunch food stand. Then over in the VFW stand, there'll be the VFW and the American Legion Auxiliary. They're going to be with them. They're going to have tenderloins, pizza, some other deep fried things, just like they did the first year. The tenderloins were absolutely amazing that first year. And then we'll have back Terry Wendell. He's going to do pulled pork nachos. Heavy Smokers, he does like a gourmet hot dog. So it's a half-pound hot dog with several different items on different ones. And then new, we have Mariachi's food trailer.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have tacos. And we also have the FFA. They're going to be there, and they're going to be selling tin fingers. So we all haven't had 10 fingers in quite a while, so they're going to be selling those. Then some of our snacks, we have Yance coming in, so Yance jerky. And new this year, we'll have kettle corn and pork rinds. So that's kind of like all our foods that we have. Down there with all that food stand will be the merchants, and they're going to be having three different specialty drinks. One is called the Wow, so you all have to head down there and try some of their drinks, too. So that'll all kind of be down there at the end, all together. So should be yummy.
Plenty of options.
Plenty of options.
Absolutely.
So as like, you know, one of the things I was talked about in previous years was the camping piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are there still spots for campers? Are they full?
No, camping is closed. Actually, anybody that had campsite from 2020, what they did was rolled it over to this year's event. We initially were thinking we were going to have more to sell that they were going to post, but with some improvements, which is actually another area where we have invested some of our money, working on continuous improvements there in Ambassador Park, especially out there in the campground area. So if anybody's drove through there, they'll notice that the one area they have tiered it off and leveled it, so we don't have any campers hopefully rolling down into the Wabash or anything. And then there will be additional electric sites for next year, but not for this year's event. So if you pull up and you see the post there and everything, don't get too excited. It's there, so we didn't have to redig up areas to put those in later. But the provisions are started, but there's no wire pulled or anything yet. So hopefully for the 2022 event, you know, we'll have our funds generated, you know, how we're kind of allocating some for different things, and we'll be able to get that electric put in there to offer more electric sites for next year. But yeah, based on what we have now, we are sold out and close to, I think, 275 campers, I believe.
Yep.
That's a bunch.
That's a bunch.
So, but do advise anybody that is coming to camp to please make sure you still bring plenty of blocking and everything, you know, still kind of have to know what you're doing when you're camping. It is a hilly area, and they've done a lot of work to improve it, but you still need your blocking. Still make sure you don't want to go rolling.
No, well, good.
And I'll add to that, too. If you purchased a camping area last year for the 2020 event, you still had it for this year, we sent an email out a couple weeks ago with all the instructions for camping, times to come in, that type of stuff. So if you feel like you have a campsite reserved and you never got an email, make sure you reach out to us. Message us through Facebook or email info@wowraffle.com and let us know, and we will, you know, make sure we get the information to you we need. But for those of people that are wanting to camp next year, next year's campsites will go for sale on January 1st, 2022.
Will the people that camp this year get first dibs at reserving?
I don't know the exact process for all of it, but I know they're going for sale January 1st.
Yeah.
And there will be more details to come.
Good. So I tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to talk about the technology piece of this as far as Facebook Live and your website and that part of it, and then also talk about frequently asked questions that you guys have gotten that we haven't touched on. So we'll be back right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Street Market has worked out a great deal with their meat supplier, and they have great one-week-only prices on their most popular steaks, so be sure to get in on their no-limit meat sale this week. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat-iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and New York strips and T-bones are only $7.99 a pound this week. And their ground chuck is only $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And don't forget to grab some rubs and sauces from two local businesses, Dave's Famous Sauces from St. Mary's and Wendell's from St. Joe. Get everything you need for this year's grilling season during their special buy no limit meat sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Channel 44 is raising funds to put another tower closer to our area, and there will be a big event taking place at the Rockford Carryout to help them out. This coming Saturday afternoon, August 21st, there will be contests, a big auction, plus a raffle drawing for lots of great items, including a big screen TV and lots more. Plus, everybody's favorite, Andy Lynch, will come back to MC the event. They're looking for teams from area schools to compete in the Birch Seed Company Papa Shot Contest at 4 o'clock and also for the People's Bank Pizza Eating Contest at 5:30. You can get raffle tickets at the Rockford Carryout before or on the day of the event. At 6 o'clock, they'll draw the raffle winners, followed by a live auction of many great items from around the area. Get some of your buddies together and contact your coach for entry forms for the Papa Shot and Pizza Eating Contests coming up this Saturday afternoon, August 21st in Rockford, to help raise funds for WTLW and WSN to put a tower closer to our area to improve their signal in Mercer County.
We're back. Insight. Talking to the WOW Committee, Ryan, Michelle, and Lori, and we are finding out a whole lot about a really cool weekend that's coming up. When we were talking about the, you know, setup and stuff, we touched on there being some exhibitors. So what are we exhibiting?
We have an assortment of different things. Number one, we have the WOW merchandise stand. So if you want to get any cool WOW gear, t-shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts, tumblers, coolers, coolie cups, any of those things, we'll have those there for you, all at a very reasonable price, really cool looking. Then we have some different exhibitors that are going to be there, J&T, LED Lighting and More. They carry pretty much, as they say, about any LED lighting you can imagine, along with some really cool flags. They're going to have some very interesting flags there, I do know. So a lot of good cash and carry type items. Craig Moeller does custom fire rings. He's actually the fire ring that we have on one of our gold mine raffles is one that he made for us, and it's a custom made just for us. It's the only one like it, to my knowledge, so far, unless somebody likes it well enough they want to order one of their own. But he will be there with all his accessories. American Hero Hunt, this is a gentleman, is a nonprofit organization as well, and they, what they do is try and find locations, and actually my father-in-law has hosted it a couple years. It's anybody that has been in active duty or, you know, part of the military, and what they do is they go out and there's an application process, and they pull these people in, and then they take them somewhere and do a hunt with them, if it's a turkey hunt, a deer hunt, whatever. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like a disabled veteran or anything, but just a veteran of any of the military. The archery shop is out of Minster, and they carry pretty much all your archery gear, your bows, all of that kind of goods. BA Carts, they have golf carts. We have golf carts on the raffle from them. They do a lot of custom paint jobs, all kinds of cool stuff from them. Whole Shot Accessories, a lot of your truck gear, like running boards, tinted windows, lighting, you know, they have all kinds of things. Riverside Firearms is Brian Judy here in Fort Recovery. He's helped us out tremendously on our raffle ticket, handling all the firearms for us. Raffles out of Coldwater, again, we've got multiple items from them on the ticket, but I think anybody that's from the area knows plenty of his gear goes driving down the road at any given time.
Yeah.
We also have the Ohio Division of Wildlife, and Brad Beening is going to be there, and he's going to have, I don't know if he's going to bring some maybe stuffed animals and things of that nature, probably just some flyers and maybe layouts, maps. DM Carts is Derek and Michael Garkey, and they are bringing their, I don't know what their actual name of it is, but it is a cart, from my understanding, that you can drive down through the turkey barns to help, you know, pull the dead and everything. So they're kind of making their debut here. Hall Brothers here locally, Fort Recovery. Again, they're on the main raffle ticket as well for us with the Kubota. Real Easy Charters, they do fishing charters. I don't know if they strictly go up to Lake Erie or, you know, where else they go to, but that is on the raffle ticket as well. K&L Tractor Sales, they're on the main ticket, and they're going to bring up some items for display. Mark Bauer is Honey Products. All his own honey products he'll be bringing. And then we have Big Bucks Hoverball, which is an archery, and I'm going to have, the Cub Scouts are going to be running that for us. So come out, support the Cub Scouts. Going to pay a dollar, play it. You get a shoe at some floating balls. You're using a Nerf bow to try and shoot those down. If you know, based on how many you get down, you might win a prize. We're going to have some prizes there. Seafaring Skid Steer Services, and they do all kinds of clearing. I actually know somebody, my neighbor, they had them come into her parents' place, and they cleared out, kind of passed through their woods and along the Wabash and everything, so they could drive their golf carts down through there, and he does all kinds of clearing service that way for people. Sutter Brothers, and they are going to bring in some implement or some, I think, lawnmowers and such. And then we've got Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and they are helping us out on the ticket as well, the Jeep, the truck, and then they're going to be bringing in some items for us to display. Then we have Cheeseman's and Klingshern's that are both going to be bringing in trailers for us to hang our big prize banner. And then along with all of these exhibitors, all of the man booths, we're going to have what we're calling a punch card. And if you go around to all these man booths, they will punch that card for you. And as you go to them, once you get that card filled, you bring it back to the WOW merchandise stand, and you will get a fantastic WOW merchandise prize. while supplies last. So hurry up and fill those out. But you should be able to pick up any of those punch cards at any of the exhibitor stands. If somebody happens to run out, just go to the neighboring one and we'll have another stack for you. In another exhibit, we have Stocklers are going to be bringing their big pumper truck with the flag you'll see on display behind the main stage. And then we have Scott Greasup bringing his truck up for us as well that we're going to be having on display, trying to keep our flags in all eyes for everybody.
Fantastic. So there's going to be plenty to see, plenty of interactive type stuff. And then there's also entertainment on both Friday and Saturday, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there'll be stuff going on stage Friday night, all night, and Saturday, you know, all day long. So Friday night's going to kick off with that tow-and-go raffle. We'll draw the winners at 6:30 and then play the game at 7:30 with a contestant. So, you know, that in itself, it'll be pretty entertaining. And then we got a pretty good band coming in on Friday night, Ladder, classic rock, 80s rock music, and they're gonna rock the grounds in Bastrop Park Friday night. So they play 9 to midnight, and that will be a fun band to listen to. And then on Saturday, entertainment all day long. We have acoustic bands coming in throughout the day. Kyle Kesters is going to be on stage at noon. Jason Greasup will be on stage at 2. Logan Ross will be on stage at 4. Zach and Steve Rosenbeck will be on stage at 6. You know, acoustic guys playing up there, entertaining us. In between those guys playing and the breaks, I'm going to be playing stage games with the crowd, and those were one of my most fun parts of 2 years ago. We played a game 2 years ago called the Frozen T-Shirt Game, where you pull 7 contestants out, and they give them a frozen T-shirt. First person to get it on wins, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that again, and we've kind of upped that this year because we've added some, you know, bigger prizes to give away. If you want to be part of the stage games, there's no cost to get into the stage games at all. All you got to do is sign up for each one. There'll be a sign up stand right next to the stage. You'll see a big banner there. And I want to give a shout out to the sponsors for each of those games. So the 1:30 stage game on Saturday is going to be called Build the Fort, and that's sponsored by Fort Recovery Radio. Neil was nice enough to donate some Fort Recovery Merchants gift certificates as the prize for that game. If you want to play Build the Fort, and I'm not going to give away what you're doing, but that's going to be the name of the game. You sign up with a partner, actually, for that game. So if you want to play that one, you'll sign up between 12 and 1, and then I'll draw the winners at 1:15, or the contestants at 1:15, and we'll play the game at 1:30 up on stage. We have Tic Tac Trash at 3:30. That's sponsored by Wangler Ace Hardware. Steve Schmitz was nice enough to donate a Milwaukee tool package, about a $200 package there that we're going to give away to someone. 5:30, probably my personal favorite here, is the Battle of Ohio, sponsored by Brick Street Tavern and K&L Tractor Sales. And just to maybe give a little hint of what that's going to be, Brick Street Tavern, Tom Will is a Bengals fan, K&L Tractor Sales, Todd Homan is a Browns fan, so that kind of might give you a little hint of what we're going to do there for that game. And then the last game at 7:15 is called That Looks Cool, and that's sponsored by J&T LED Lighting, and that's like a $350 lighting package that we're going to give away. So
awesome.
Those are fun because it's interactive with a crowd. It's just a ton of fun up there for those things. And then after we draw all the big prizes, all the side raffles at 8:00, Reflection's going to hit the stage. They'll play till 9:30. Just a great band. I just love listening to them guys. They're one of my favorite local bands to listen to. We'll draw a 50-50 after 9:30, and at 10:00, coming from Nashville, Tennessee, is Adam Warner, and he's going to play 10 to midnight, and he puts on a great show. And if you haven't heard of Adam Warner, I encourage anyone to get on Spotify, YouTube, wherever, and listen to some of his music, because, man, does he have some great tunes.
Awesome. Fantastic. So we've touched on the various prizes. So in the main raffle thing, what's the top 5 prizes?
Well, there's 3 vehicles. So the very first vehicle we're giving away is a Ford Bronco. So the very first prize drawn at noon is a Ford Bronco. And then I believe at 3:00, or 4 o'clock.
Good Lord, I need better eyes.
3 o'clock is the Camaro.
Yep, 3 o'clock is the Camaro. So we got a Camaro we'll give away. And then the final prize at 7 o'clock is a Ram truck, and a sharp looking. And if you've gone to any local parades this summer, we've driven some of those through the local parades, that Ram truck and that Camaro. And, you know, so those are the three vehicles. And I think it seems like when you look at these raffles, people look at vehicles. I say, vehicles, those are the big ones. Yeah. But the uniqueness of the prizes on this raffle, I think, is what puts it away. You know,
the
it puts
safari.
It's a 7-day African safari. There is a trip down to Texas with Ted Nugent. You go on Ted Nugent's ranch. You hunt with Ted Nugent. He'll sit around the campfire at night and play music with you and cook up your kill. And you know, it's a, we go. Another prize is a trip to Montana, I think, and you can crush cars with a tank. I mean, you know, it's like, where did it come up with this stuff?
Where do they come up with that?
The NASCAR driving experience.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Cincinnati Reds Fantasy Camp, so that camp you can go to with the Reds and players. So you got that on there. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here.
But pig hunt.
Oh, yeah, helicopter hog hunt. Go down to Texas and shoot hogs out of a helicopter. And we got.
I'm thinking there is a $25,000 cash on here at some point.
I believe so.
There's, I just can't see it.
Yep. No. And I think it's over.
Prize 181 is $25,000 cash.
There you go. And we got Rangers and four wheelers and golf carts. We got a couple nice motorcycles on there. I mean, the variety is just unbelievable. And we're talking 211 prizes here. I think 50 of them are firearms. There's like over $120,000 of cash prizes. It's, you know, just unbelievable.
That is really cool. So when you draw these, okay, so you're going to draw them every 2 minutes from
noon to 7.
Noon to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's approximately 30 an hour.
It's good math.
Thank you.
Jordan seems so impressed.
He's so I know. Proud.
How'd you do that so fast?
Huh?
How'd you do that so fast?
I got a paper and pen. Yeah. Okay. So then you pull a number out, and that's a ticket number.
Yeah, it's a ball machine, like your lottery ball machine. Okay. So they're 4-digit numbers, and so there's 4 lottery ball machines there. The first machine's going to have numbers 0 through 7 in it, because there's 7000 through 7999 are the numbers. Yep. 8,000 tickets, right? So it's got 0 through 7. The other ones have 0 through 9 in them, and we have volunteers, some, you know, people from the community, some upstanding people that, you know, we're now going to do a great job. And every 2 minutes, they just lift up those, you know, tops of those ball machines, and then 4 balls pop up. And you read it across there, and they'll write down the number. They'll shove the balls back down, and 2 minutes later, they'll do it again.
So one person can win more than one prize.
Absolutely, yeah. Those numbers, you know, it's a lottery ball machine, okay. So the same number could easily come up more
Quick,
than once.
Tell me the odds of that happening. How good's your math?
So how many prizes are there?
All right.
It isn't that good.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, let's take another break, and we'll come back and talk about, so if, like, I can't attend, how can I still watch it, kind of, or, you know, what you've got planned as far as that.
Yeah, so absolutely.
We'll be back right after this.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you've banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Wow. Pre-event 50-50 raffle tickets for the 2021 Win on a Wall Bash are on sale now. Tickets can be purchased online only at wowraffle.com. Sales end on August 20th, and the winner will be drawn on Thursday, August 26th. The pre-event 50-50 is just part of the many ways you can win at this year's Wow Raffle, to be held August 27th and 28th, 2021, at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery.
We're back. Insight with the WOW Committee, and I've got Ryan, Michelle, and Lori, and we're talking all things WOW.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. So, this thing, you guys started planning for this probably about 2 days after the last one ended.
I'm going to say we started planning for it about 3 months before the last one began, because we had the super raffle ticket prizes. We, Jonas and Jake, had the super raffle ticket figured out before last year's event took place. And so,
no kidding.
I mean, next year's ticket's pretty much in place, and I'm sure Jonas has been researching that for 6 months, maybe. I mean, for a long time. Probably longer than that.
I don't think he sleeps.
Is that right?
I think he dreams of this stuff. He does.
Keeps a little notepad by his bed.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that we, you know, talked about discussing was, like, frequently asked questions that you guys get asked or asked to explain. So let's just touch on at least a couple of those that you might be good to somewhat clarify.
Camping is one of them. And I know, as Ryan mentioned earlier, there was a camping email that went out a couple weeks ago. And I don't know if they've sent it out yet this week, but I know this week they were just going to send out kind of another little just touch up reminder. But camping pull-in can take place on Wednesday or Thursday. From 6 to 8:30 or 9, I forget what it is.
6 to 8:30 Wednesday, 6 to 9 Thursday.
And then on Friday morning, it's from 9 to 10 only, because we will have to shut off that main gate. Nobody can enter off of State Route 119 with a camper or a big truck of any sort and go across that bridge just due to safety reasons.
Sure.
So everybody needs to enter off of State Route 49 and come in along the tennis courts and the Wabash there. So that's the reason why we have to have all the campers in there. Friday, you know, no later than Friday morning there, because we're going to have to cut that off so we can get everything else set up and finalized.
Yep. Another one, and you mentioned it before the break, was, you know, the live streaming. Are we going to live stream the event this year? Last year, we had to live stream the event. We couldn't have an in-person event, so it was live streamed. This year, we are not going to live stream it as the event is going on. We will be recording the entire event. NK Telco is coming down once again this year and doing all of the broadcast work for us. We're actually going to have a 10 by 16 screen, LED screen, up next to the stage this year, so you'll be able to see everything going on if you're at the event. That's going to include their live camera shots of all of the entertainment, but it's also going to include on Saturday from noon to 7, they have little cameras they're going to put on those ball machines, and those numbers will be up on them screens. So the big thing we heard last year was, I love the live event, but I couldn't see the numbers on the balls as they came up. This year, you'll be able to if you're at the event. So if you're sitting out there in the crowd, you know it's about 3 o'clock and that Camaro's getting ready to be given away, and you look up there and you can see your numbers come right up there on the LED screen. So that'll be pretty cool, but we're not going to broadcast that live through any channels on Friday or Saturday. The recording will be posted on our website and on Facebook and YouTube after the fact, so you can always go back and rewatch it. We will post all of our winning numbers as soon as we can on the website and Facebook. Yep. So they'll update during the day. So if you can't make it, you can still kind of pay attention to the website and Facebook to see the winning numbers as they're posted.
Very good. Anything else from from a frequently asked question? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have asked about, what if you lost your ticket?
Yeah. Right. Actually, yes. Okay. Very, very many.
Just got one while we were sitting.
Yes. Yeah, and I think the big confusion this year was, we purchased tickets online. You can buy online 50-50. You can buy online tow and go. And then you could buy your raffle or your main raffle tickets online. And first year, we only had a main super raffle. We mailed out the tickets, which was hundreds of hours to work to do. I mean, the time that got put into mailing those was extraneous. So, we're trying to ease that part and with doing the will call window. But people just didn't realize that. So we're trying to get that word out that, no, don't worry. You weren't supposed to get it mailed to you. You can pick it up, and it's not a problem. But then emails get lost, and I know how that works. If I look down through my email, if I got an email last November when I purchased a main super raffle ticket online, boy, I don't know if I'd find it back either. So we get a lot of those. Can I, I lost my email. Can you send me my ticket number? And we can do that. Just email us info@wowraffle.com. Send us a Facebook message. We can look that information back up, or just come to the window at the event and we can find that as well.
When you've got 8,000 tickets out there, though, it's a pretty tedious task.
Yes.
Without a doubt. So from a standpoint of, and I lost my question here, I had it, Jordan.
There's a will call booth. You can come up and get your ticket at the will call booth.
It wasn't about losing my ticket.
I can't believe it. Jonas or Connor hasn't emailed us his ticket number or texted us his ticket number. I figured we'd have it figured it out by now.
So, I know what it was. The upcoming buy it beforehand 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only place to get that is to go to the WOW website, correct?
Yep, that's the only place you can purchase the pre-event tickets. Pre-event 50-50 tickets.
Okay.
WOWraffle.com.
And really, for any of your questions for how the things are going to be laid out down at the park, for all of these questions, the best thing to do is to go to www.wowraffle.com.
You got it. And we have an FAQ page on there, so every time we get one of these questions, we add it to the FAQ page. Go to that. You'll find your answers. We have a camping tab. We have tabs for the 50-50, for the main super raffle, for the tow and go. You can find information on there, or like us on Facebook. We have a post every day, literally every day. There's another post put up on Facebook that answers one of those questions. We're on Twitter and Instagram also, and have a YouTube channel. So in any of those sources, you can find information.
Fantastic. Jordan, what am I missing?
I think that about covers it. I think it was good.
Michelle's got something. Good deal.
Parking, general parking. If you're not camping, you can come in to the Ambassador Park entrance, the Fort Site Park side, down by the Ball Diamond, and we'll have signs and everything. There'll be banners up along the road. We're actually going to have banners kind of uptown 49, 119, so people can see that, directing them the correct way. But all campers will come in off of State Route 49 on the actual event side. Any car parking will be on the Fort Site side, and they will come in there, and we have the community club there, and they're going to be doing parking and handling that and directing traffic. So it's going to be in an orderly fashion. Yes, it is free.
Parking is free.
So I guess if any of those community club members know you and they try to harass you and charge you, you can just ignore them.
Yeah, or pay them.
No, they're doing a good job for us and taking care of that. We really appreciate it.
Lori, what am I missing?
Not much. I think we've covered it all. We're all pretty excited about the event.
At this point, we're praying for good weather and great crowds. And we just can't wait to be down there in person partying with everybody again. It's going to be
Another question then was canopies. So we did have areas the first year where you could bring in canopies. There are going to be areas that are marked no canopy area. That's just so we keep the general viewing area open going up to the main stage. So kind of in the back, you can set up canopies. It's not going to be lined off or anything like that. Just common sense, Try and be respectful of your neighbors. Canopies, if you set one up on Friday night, You can leave it there, but we do ask that you lower it. So if some kind of weather happens, we are not responsible for them. But just pick up your trash around your area. We're actually going to have trash bags when you walk in too that you can grab. Maybe just tie it on the handle of your cooler or your lawn chair or something. Just try and clean up after yourselves. We do have groups coming in to clean up for us, but just be respectful of everybody. Things go a lot smoother and better for everyone if, you know, we all kind of chip in that way.
Very good. Ryan?
I was just going to recap here. I feel like we have covered a bunch here, but when we're looking at...
I know his ticket number. You want me to say it out loud?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, he's going to write it down. Tell him that everybody knows. Yeah. You want to know it?
You want everybody to know?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
It ain't going to matter. Your name's attached to it.
3157.
There you go.
I remember picking that ticket out.
Everybody remind Jack.
3157. There. Now, the thousands of people listening tonight are going to be able to remind you next week.
That is also the code to my bank card.
Oh, perfect.
I'll be damned the way that works.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, Ryan.
All right, hey.
Let's do an update.
Let's recap. Yeah. Next week, you know, it's going to go fast, you know, on our end as a committee, just getting everything set up and ready to go. But as far as everybody coming, you know, Wednesday night, if you're bringing a camper, you can bring it in 6 to 8:30 p.m. If you want to go to the will call window on Wednesday night and get the hard copy of your raffle tickets, you can do that from 6 to 8. On Thursday, camper arrivals between 6 and 9 p.m. Will call window will be also open from 6 to 8 on Thursday night. And then we encourage everyone to tune into our live pre-event show at 7 o'clock next Thursday night. You can watch live on our Facebook page. You can watch live on our YouTube channel. Or if you got Wabash Television, it'll be on Channel 70. Be about a half hour long show, but we'll just walk the park. We'll show off everything that's going to be there that weekend, and we're going to give away some money on that pre-event 50-50. Friday, event begins. Remember that camper arrival can come 9 to 10 a.m. on Friday also, but then no campers after that. Will call window opens at 5:30, and the gates open at 6 o'clock on Friday night. So 6 or later, you can come on in. If you want to bring your canopies in on Friday night and leave them set up overnight, you can do that. You just got to lower them down, but then you have your nice spot and the best spot in. If you get there early, you bring your lawn chairs, can bring your empty coolers.
And there's a great time. $1,000 prize given away at 6:30 on Friday.
6:30 on Friday.
Attend early.
Yep, attend early with your attendance price ticket. Have it filled out before you get there. It's right there attached to your main raffle ticket. And then on Saturday, we'll do it again. Gates open at 11 o'clock on Saturday, and it is just jam-packed full of entertainment. When it's all said and done, we'll give away about $1 million worth of cash and prizes.
Fantastic. Sounds like something worth going to, doesn't it, Jordan?
It sure does, Dad.
Thank you, bud.
I will add, too, I just verified, you can enter for parking off of State Route 49, the Fort site, like I said, and off of 119, the main entrance off of there to get into the parking to get to the pedestrian bridge. To
for cars.
For cars.
For cars.
Yep.
Gotcha. Guys, you were a fountain of knowledge, and I wish you nothing but great things next weekend. Now, this is not this weekend. This is next weekend.
August 27th and 28th.
Yes. So, wish you fantastic weather and smooth sailing and no hangovers.
I'm not sure about the last one. But.
So, well, and I'll tell you what, the whole community is certainly... indebted and appreciative of all the work that this takes, because we all benefit from it. So we're very fortunate.
That's the best part, being able to help out the community.
Yep. Fantastic. Well, we will give you a couple months to regroup afterwards and have you come and visit us and tell us about how fabulously successful it was.
And you'll be driving up in your Ram truck that you
have
with ticket number 3157 when it gets pulled at 7 o'clock.
There you go. We take it. Yes. So thanks, guys. Jordan, anything else?
That's it.
All right. For Insight, this is Jack Stogler with the Wild Committee. Ryan, Michelle, and Lori. My son, Jordan, on the board saying goodbye. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.